Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, broccoli, Billy Joel, and a stupid world record.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
A special edition today featuring a stripped-down cast and a stripped-down voice. Christy Lee's voice is shot.
Well, it's coming back. It gets better as the morning goes.
You can relax. We don't want you to blow it all out right now. This is Tom speaking. Let's see. Willie and Chick are both absent. Mr. McGee has a bellyache. But we'll get by. We have sitting at the sports desk. It's the very handsome Josh Arnold.
Thank you very much.
Quite exciting.
Usually Chick McGee's belly aching happens in here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. let's see. We have Ace Gosby as our engineer over at the OmahaStakes.com engineering post. And Mr. Godwin got a special request for you, Pat. Patty G, yesterday Pat was in a full, beautiful gold suit. And we have made the Oxford Gold Performance Room completely gold for a day.
You need to call it a jumpsuit. It wasn't a suit.
Yeah, a jumpsuit.
There's a difference.
Elvis.
Dean was in a suit.
Okay.
So he was in a jumpsuit.
With a cape.
With a cape.
Oh, yeah.
Very Elvis-y.
High collars.
Oh, it was very nice. Yeah, the photographs of that are on the various Bob and Tom social media sites. Well worth seeing, including the video of Pat doing one of his Elvis-y songs. Now, we had a story yesterday, or the day before, I can't remember which, that I thought was quite interesting, and I remain somewhat skeptical. It was a story about vegetables, and the claim is that broccoli is America's favorite vegetable. Now, don't get me wrong. I am a big fan.
Same here.
Yeah, I can remember many years ago, I believe, was it the elder President Bush that declared that he did not like broccoli and the broccoli producers lost their mind? And
yeah.
Yeah, you know, but broccoli, as delicious as it is, is it really America's favorite vegetable?
I don't know. It was followed by carrots and corn. I would think corn would be.
Yeah, corn.
I would think, do potatoes count?
Well, they don't. Well, according to the windbags that I got hammered by
potatoes
yesterday.
Potatoes don't count.
Right, they're considered a starch, not a vegetable.
And tomatoes a fruit.
Right.
Okay, this is getting so complicated. The broccoli, the winner, and this was done by the Green Giant people?
Yes.
somewhat biased.
I really love green spinach from Green Giant.
Cream spinach.
Yeah. Okay. I love spinach. I love it. Asparagus. Mm-hmm. I love that mostly because it makes your pee smell funny. In any event, the winner of this poll of 5,000 Americans in their annual favorite veggie survey. You have to wonder in that survey, there's like 300 that don't like any.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Steak only, please. I do have a couple of friends that have.
I know people.
Probably not eaten a vegetable in.
Me too.
Years.
Yep.
Yeah.
Huh? Yep.
Not particularly healthy.
No. Hopefully they're taking multivitamins.
And had a prescription. Yeah. You know the one I'm talking about. Lipitor. How's your cholesterol? You have a tribute to broccoli, Ben?
Well, Billy Joel thing.
If you search for nutrients, walking through the produce aisle, there they are, I used to call them trees. Put a pat of butter on them after they've been steamed, and then drizzle a little Velveeta cheese. Broccoli. The whisk broom of the lower intestine. Broccoli, number one in the whole world. Buy some and start investing.
Once again, our apologies to Mr. Joel, or as he's called in the UK, Billy Joel.
Joel?
Is he really?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he the first Joel?
Good, it's a fair question. Did you see the thing? Ace probably is the only one that saw this. I believe Roger Waters was recently interviewed, and he had been asked by Facebook to if they could use another brick in the wall.
Yeah, they're going to pay him a buttload of money.
And he said, I really can't quote what he said, actually.
Really?
There were a number of words in it that started with F. And he's, and I believe there was the no and then F and then way.
Yeah.
And then there was a something F to Mr. Zuckerberg.
He doesn't need to.
Yeah, I know, but it's that's a whole thing. It's so interesting. If you go back, say, and watch, for example, last year's Super Bowl, how many songs from the world of classic rock are now either underneath commercials or have been rewritten for commercials?
Yeah. The Who've never said no.
Yeah, they rarely say no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Speaking of never saying no, we've got a Nicolas Cage story.
Yeah,
yeah, he's also one that...
Do you know how his answering machine works?
How does it work, Tom?
Go ahead.
No, you do it, Josh.
Hey, Nick Cage here. I'll take it.
Drop the script at the door.
I know the script sounds bizarre, but as someone... This is going to sound so pretentious. Who's done this kind of thing, it's a very important part of the... hunting process. So it's very, they're prized animals. It could be a great story. We're talking about truffle hunting.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, I lost you there. Okay.
Yeah, you buried the topic. Yeah.
The Nick Cage movie.
The Nick Cage movie.
Is about truffle hunting.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I think it's really about more than that. I think it's kind of like there's some family issue. I don't know. Well, I don't know anything about the movie. I was just thinking about Billy Joel, and I've always thought he could take that great song, It's a Matter of Trust, and sell it to a pizza place. It's only a matter of crust.
Yeah. Has Billy Joel ever done a song for a corporate sponsor?
Billy Joel for Sesame Street. Have you heard that?
Oh.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten,
11,
12.
He just
near. Far.
Yes, Sesame Street.
I love the beginning of that song.
But Billy Joel has.
Where he does the one, two. It's just, I don't know. It's just one of those lightning in a bottle moments of music that's so great.
Billy Joel actually did a thing for Jenny Craig. Would you like to hear that? Billy Joel
sure,
for Jenny Craig?
He did?
Yeah.
She's got a way. 250. 250 maybe more.
They did that for a short period of time. For Jenny Craig.
We'd like to extend our apologies again to Mr. Joel.
Yeah.
I really want to make it to one of his Madison Square Garden shows.
I had a friend that went before the pandemic. She said it was amazing.
I assume that they're getting racked up again.
I would hope.
I know I'm probably going to be in Houston to see Eric Clapton. Coming up in
taking the whole gang, all of us, backing it up.
What week? I'm going to mark that off.
Would you guys want to all go down there and do the show from Houston?
Of course.
Yes.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Pat did his beautiful song about his favorite vegetables, which I enjoyed very much.
Broccoli.
Once again, if you missed it, broccoli voted America's favorite vegetable. I'm skeptical.
I would think green beans or corn.
And apparently, and potatoes not even on the ballot.
Potentially not.
That's odd because I know some politicians who would be my favorite vegetable.
Wow. I don't even know what to say to that.
Reread the paper. If it says Washington, just don't even bother. Let's see now. Where is... there we go. The sports desk is being occupied by Josh Arnold.
That's right. And boy, do we have a world record for all of you. Is he the only one that has the music?
Yeah, he's got the music.
Stupid world.
Sorry.
A Nebraska man.
Yes.
Nebraska again. Where?
What did he do?
A Nebraskan? Is
Wait
that
a
what
second.
They're called?
Here we go. Hang on.
They're a Cornhusker.
Stupid world record.
A Nebraska man has set the world record for the most naked skydiving jumps in 24 hours. That's right. According to 1011 Now, where news comes is what we discussed. Ryan Knuff, or Canoof, performed 60 jumps in nothing but his birthday suit to set the inaugural Guinness World Record. So this is not only... he didn't break anything.
It was
he just
the first
said it.
One.
Yeah.
I didn't think they allowed stuff like this.
It explains this. If you keep reading, it explains how this works. You can actually contact Guinness and explain what you're going to do, and they will set certain parameters, and you go from there.
But I didn't think they allowed any kind of nudity in their records.
In this case, maybe since it wasn't, there was no lascivious behavior. I'm not sure.
All right.
Tell you what. If you can spot a guy's Johnson plummeting to earth while skydiving.
Congratulations.
Technical question.
Yes.
Was it a tandem jump? Because most people who skydive are doing tandems. They're not doing...
No, they're not.
Right.
They are. No, this guy's a sky...
Yeah, you do that when you're learning.
Very and that's a good question. Experienced skydiver.
I do think it's a fair question. He was not. It was just him. So, the team of supporters helped him pull off the event.
I'm sure.
I don't have one, but wouldn't it crawl right up inside you if it's plummeting to the earth?
I couldn't do it. It'd smack me in the face the whole way.
Oh, sure, Pat. Yeah, that'd be tough, wouldn't it?
Right.
Get me out of the running.
Yeah, you'd have to have a helmet for yours, right?
It already has one.
There were nurses there to make sure he didn't get overexerted. There were two planes that were taking him up, and skydiving friends spent their day packing and repacking parachutes. Boy, you need to trust those friends.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Better not owe them money.
Yeah. I mean, 60 jumps in 24 hours would be a lot.
Yeah.
Let alone naked.
Naked. I mean, what if you made a mistake and instead of pulling the ripcord?
Yeah. You pulled on your icy.
Why in the world would you do that?
Well, it's right there.
I don't know.
Well, maybe one
main chute doesn't go. You go, well, I guess I'm going to die. I might as well try to get one last one in.
Oh, there's a chute that opened.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Don't pull Tom's side of this.
There were also tents full of supporters there to cheer him on. So there were people there who...
I get all this, but the fact, I mean, every time he comes back to the tent, he's naked.
Yes.
Well, he could hold his parachute in front of him.
Well,
crash.
He could, I guess, when he's walking with it.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Oh, God. I guess the good news is
sort of a toga.
Although he's parachuting naked.
Yeah.
The good news is, I guess, after the 10th jump, he stopped leaking.
He'd gotten it all out.
Yeah, the fear. So anyway.
It's got to be cold, right?
I would think. That's why I said it would crawl right up.
A lot of fear and temperature, huh?
Yeah.
What a weird thing to do. Really... Well, congratulations. And I guess he was doing it to help out some charity or something or raise awareness.
It was a very good charity.
And most people do that when they do a world record. I know my friend Lori did.
What did they do on the TV show? Because the news source on this is a television.
Yeah, they must have either blurred him out or not shown him.
Wouldn't it be cool if you worked there and you were in charge of pixelation? Because the great joke would be a lot of pixelation as the guy gets up. You have the pixelation down to his knee.
Or the joke is they just pixelated his face.
How many did he do?
60.
That big black
bar. Many?
60 skydives in less than 24 hours.
Okay, naked. Okay, do you know what the record is for... 20 or for skydiving in 24 hours
with
clothes on?
I have no idea.
640.
Wow. Well, Guinness said this guy only had to do 25, but he went ahead and did 60.
Okay.
That's a career of jumps.
It is.
Yeah, I've got a friend.
By one person?
I have a friend who does this.
So what it says, Jay Stokes.
He's a videographer. So,
oh, okay.
And if you want to jump, he's the guy that jumps next to you and takes the pictures and stuff.
But, boy, would you ever do it?
No.
Okay.
I couldn't. I don't think I could do it. Could you?
Boy, I'd be horrified. I mean, I would be scared, but I think I would, but yes, I would be very, very scared.
Okay. Here's a picture of the guy. Pixelated out.
Yeah, here's a picture. They really do. They have his rear end pixelated out.
That's pretty funny.
Well, that's where the mess was.
So the exhaust.
I mean, in all truth, who is?
Well, he's
why
wearing
do they,
a harness. You,
what? Why do they have to pixelate his rear end out? Is what are they concerned about?
I don't know.
Everyone's seen a little baby. Yet, okay, I was right. He just went by. They pixelated out his groin area.
Sure.
This guy looks kind of like Gardner Minshew. Looks like he's having a great time in Nebraska parachuting naked. So, and congratulations, buddy.
And he spells his name R-I-A-N, Ryan, so you know his parents are gross hippies.
They're fine with that nudity thing.
His last name is Knuff. K-A-N, is it Knuff?
K-A-N-O-U. I know I've had Knuff.
Just
Knuff.
Okay.
You got enough of the story, is that what you're saying?
Enough of this story. Okay, thank you very much.
No, good for him. He raised a lot of
awareness.
No,
thank you.
This is something, we've been talking today about... Was it yesterday's show or the day before with the exciting news that the song Do the Freddy was mentioned in an episode of
Adam's Family,
in which Lurch becomes a pop star.
Yes.
Very exciting news.
And we've had several people that I guess have gone out and watched it.
And are not happy with you.
Well, the one guy complaining about it.
And that's what windbags do.
It does mention the song Do the Freddy, which... I'm trying to bring back as a big hit.
It's and, never going to happen.
Listen to this. Freddy and the Dreamers, ladies.
You just wanted us to listen to that?
We've heard it 100 times.
I thought there was going to be a thing.
What if someone just turned the radio on?
Well, that's fine.
Turn it off.
They immediately changed the station.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy, game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.